we can't, it is being, it's causing us not to be able to talk really about this issue. And, well, with this decision, it's off the table. And so we're not going to be asking conferences and conventions not to go to Arizona. In fact, we're going to encourage them to say, come and help us change the climate there. And so, so that's off the table. There's another excuse that's not there. We're willing to sit down. We need to solve this problem. It's a national problem. And I hope this adds some urgency to Congress. We've got to start moving on this.
So you're dropping your boycott to the end.
Calling it a boycott since I met you. I call it economic sanctions, but I'm never going to convince you to call it that. So, yeah, we're it's off the table. I mean, it's been a convenient excuse to blame the lack of jobs in the economy in Arizona. Now maybe Jan Brewer and Mr. Pierce can concentrate on real problems in the state.
What do you think the Ninth Circuit will do?
I don't know. Like I told you, and I'm not a lawyer, but other lawyers told me this is a well-written, well-crafted, well-reasoned decision that can stand up to them.
Now they're basically a liberal bench. Do you expect them to uphold it?
You're not going to go there.
What do you make of your Democratic colleagues, Giffords and Kirkpatrick and Mitchell, who have kind of distanced themselves from the lawsuit and said that they don't think the federal government should be suing on those grounds? What do you make of that divide?
Well, I hope. My answer to that, look, I know they disagree with the position that me and Ed Pastor took in urging the Justice Department to intervene. We felt there was significant constitutionality issues there. If my three Democratic colleagues didn't want to join that effort, and they were, I don't know what their reaction is to this decision, but I hope we can agree, and that includes my Republican colleagues from Arizona, that we take an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. And we should all, at least, whether we like the decision or not, because I would have been in the same boat if it had been upheld, that the process works, the system works, and we're not going to be implementing big portions of a law that are blatantly unconstitutional. It should be a relief.
Congressman, some people are saying that regardless of what the judge said today, in the end, this is all going to end up going to the Supreme Court anyways.
Yeah, I don't even want to get that far into the speculation, quite honestly, because then the next question is the makeup of the court. Will they, you know, reverse the decision of a lower court? I don't want to get into that speculation. Like I said, what attorneys have told me is this is a well-written, well-crafted, well-designed opinion, and that it can stand appeal.
So what do you think this means for the prospects of immigration?
I hope that it adds a little spark to it. I hope it, we realize that in this decision, now we have a pause, and all the enforcement issues that have to be laid on the table, because that seems to be what a lot of the members are concerned with. And I hope now this has opened the discussion beyond enforcement. Enforcement, fine. But that's not the solution by itself. It has to be coupled with something beyond that. And it's that beyond area that I think Congress has to tackle.
What are you hearing about trying to link ag jobs and the DREAM Act?
I heard that today.
What do you think of that idea?
I haven't had a chance.
Do you have any sense if the Senate, I mean, I know you're not a senator, but I mean, do you get any? I don't.
If it comes out of there, then we'll deal with it here, and I would support it. But the point being that Byzantine process over there, I don't even venture.
Does it worry you, though, that plucking out those items?
That's been the concern of many of us, that once you start, you take out the two elements, one that has support on a very emotional heart, which is the DREAM Act, the other one having support on pure economics. Once that's gone, is that same energy and commitment to comprehensive reform and to family unification going to be there? That's the question, and that's the concern.
Do you think it's a worthwhile endeavor, though, or do you think that it would be dangerous to go down that road in terms of, you know, preventing comprehensive reform?
Given the predictions that this is a legal process that's going to go on beyond the midterm elections, what are your thoughts on the criticism that this is simply being used as a campaign tool to bring out the Hispanic vote for it?
I don't think so. The Hispanic votes wanted comprehensive reform by now. And I think I think the government, I don't think it was an appeal to Latinos. This was an intrusion of the Supremacy Clause. It could have been anything else. It just happened to have race connotations to it, and it happened to affect one community, the Latino community, more than another. Now, I think that suit had to be taken.
Now, would you be looking towards perhaps taking on the actual federal law itself, the actual 1996 Immigration Act? Do you find that...
That has to be part of the reform package. Of course you have to look at that.
Would you look at perhaps getting, you know, perhaps reforming that and getting rid of the actual issues within it that are very similar to SB 1070, or no?
I haven't thought that far.
Would you like to?
Well, I think it's part of an immigration discussion.
So then you would like to see...
No.
The only reason I'm asking is simply because people are wondering if...
I got it.
Okay, if I can speak to you later, sir, I'd like to...